This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here to take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up anything that you want here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Daryl.
Now, we'll give you the phone numbers, and of course you can bring up whatever's on your mind, but we always bring stuff in to talk about with you that you might find interesting. And it's been a busy week for us here in Free Talk Live, and the Donald Trump campaign, which I guess is no longer a campaign, Donald Trump presidency. He has had a kind of a whirlwind first week here, and has moved ahead on some of his campaign promises for the worst. And yes, specifically what I'm talking about here. Now, there have been some talk about, you know, some good things that might happen in the future, like cutting the FCC and getting rid of the National Endowment for the Arts. Those things haven't happened yet. Right. So, you know, if those things happen, I'll praise them if they happen and they're a good thing. But bad stuff has definitely occurred, including executive orders, one of which, there's been a couple, I guess, regarding immigration. One about refugees, putting a freeze on any incoming refugees, as I understand it.
From certain countries.
And then also just a freeze in general on people who are coming here from certain countries, not just refugees.
Correct. So Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. However, the countries where the 19 hijackers on 9/11 were from are Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Lebanon, and Egypt.
None of whom are
you
included.
Will note that those are not any of the countries where people are banned from entering.
And so, again, it's not just the refugees, it's just folks, including people holding green cards. Reuters says that people who have green cards, making them supposedly legal permanent U.S. residents, have been included in Donald Trump's executive action, temporarily barring people from those seven nations that you mentioned from entering the United States. This according to Jillian Christensen, the acting Department of Homeland Security spokesbureaucrat, in an email. And the effects of this ban, which are, it's a relatively new ban, but it's already been put into place. The effects are being felt all across the United States as people who are coming here, not being aware necessarily of what has happened or really realizing that it's going to affect them,
right,
are trying to come here or come back here from visiting family or being out on business, and they're not being allowed in. The story is over at the New York Times from Washington. President Trump's executive order on immigration quickly reverberated throughout the United States and across the globe on Saturday, that's today, slamming the border shut for an Iranian scientist headed to a lab in Boston, an Iraqi who had worked for a decade as an interpreter for the United States Army, and a Syrian refugee family headed to a new life in Ohio, among countless others.
The man, presumably, who is being referenced there,
the scientist,
Hamid Khalid Darwish, the guy that worked as the interpreter, has actually filed a lawsuit against the U.S. government.
I want to hear more about that.
One of two Iraqis with connections to the U.S. military
in moments
have filed a suit.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, if you've got thoughts on this, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Around the nation, security officers at major international gateways have been given new rules to follow, though the application of the order appears uneven so far. Humanitarian organizations scrambled to cancel long-planned programs, delivering the bad news to families who are about to travel. Refugees who were on flights when the order was signed were detained at airports. Becca Heller, the director of the International Refugee Assistance Project, says, quote, "We've gotten reports of people being detained all over the country. They're literally pouring in by the minute."
The reports are pouring in, not the people.
Well, presumably, I mean, both. There's people coming here, and they're making reports that are pouring in.
Right, but some of these might be people who have already been here
Right, and they might be coming back.
Who are being detained. No, no, no. What I'm saying is people who have been here from one of these countries...
Are also being affected?
Yeah, they could be.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, obviously I haven't read the order, so I don't know exactly what it says. So you're suggesting that maybe somebody who's here from Iraq might have a knock coming to their front door by federal agents?
It would not surprise me, because what has happened in places where these basically papers, please legislations have gone in is anybody who looks like they're not from around here winds up getting harassed all the time. Even people that were born and raised here and have been here, you know, like their family goes back, you know, multi-generations of being Americans. If they have, you know, slightly dark skin, they wind up getting harassed.
Now, obviously, you're speculating, but it's a plausible speculation.
It's a speculation based on the way things have been implemented previously.
Sure.
So it's not an uneducated speculation.
No, I'm not saying it's uneducated. If there's any evidence of door-to-door roundups going on, then I definitely want to hear about that. If you've got any news you want to share, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. There were numerous reports of students attending American universities who were blocked from returning to the United States from visits abroad. One student said in a Twitter post that he would be unable to study at Yale. Another who attends the Massachusetts Institute of Technology was refused permission to board a plane in the first place. A Sudanese student at Stanford University was blocked for hours from returning to California. Human rights groups reported that legal permanent residents of the United States who hold green cards are being stopped in foreign airports as they sought to return from funerals, vacations, or study abroad. The president's order, enacted with the stroke of a pen at 4:42 on Friday afternoon, suspended entry for all refugees into the United States for 120 days, barred Syrian refugees indefinitely, and blocked entry into the United States for 90 days for citizens of those seven countries you mentioned: Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The Department of Homeland Security said the executive order also banned green card holders from those countries from reentering the United States. In a briefing for reporters on Saturday, a White House official, that's today, said that green card holders from the seven affected countries would need a case-by-case waiver to return to the United States, which means they're going to get a talking to by the Department of Homeland Security.
Yes.
There's going to be a sit-down, there's going to be an interview, likely intimidation tactics will be utilized, and some sort of, you know, oath of allegiance. Who knows what they're going to do to these folks, make the hoops they will make them jump through just to come back and see their family or go back to work.
Yeah.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, something else that you mentioned, I think you did mention it on the air, that there were no terror attacks in the United States that have been committed by any people who hail from these nations.
Yes, that story comes from Huffington Post, and they cite a report from Cato Institute. Between 1975 and 2015, foreign nationals from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen killed exactly zero Americans on U.S. soil. Moreover, the report released earlier this week shows that Muslim Americans with family backgrounds in those seven countries have killed no Americans over the last 15 years. 23% of the Muslim Americans involved with violent extremist plots since September 11th of 2001 had family backgrounds in Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, or Yemen. That according to the Triangle Center on Terrorism and Homeland Security.
So if there was no terrorist attacks, if there had been no terrorist attacks from people from those nations, what exactly is the point of this? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Not that I would be in favor of it if there were people who had done terrorist attacks, but what is the point? 855-450-3733. That's a toll-free number. You can also reach out and join us here on Skype. If you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us, just call us up on Skype at username lrn.fm. Let's bring Steve on the line here in Atlantic City, listening to WPG. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi. My comment is like this, guys. Those countries that were picked were because of the Islamic Muslim or Muslim Islamic terrorists.
But that doesn't make sense. Hang on. We'll talk to you more about it. I want to give you a chance to get your thoughts out. More with Steve. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. Join us live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition of the show. With you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
And I'm Daryl.
We do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There have been seven countries from which not just refugees, but anybody immigrating, anybody visiting from, anybody traveling back from those countries, who's originally from those countries, is going to be held up, possibly not even allowed in back into the United States. And reports are coming in all across the country, according to the people that pay attention to those sorts of things. We'll continue with the story from the New York Times. We'll get the chance. But I guess, you know, I'm just wondering, given that, Daryl, you've pointed out here that the seven countries in question, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, not one terror strike here in the United States has ever occurred. Not even like,
or at
you
least
know,
since 1975 when they began keeping reports of these things.
Right. So in our lifetime, these things haven't happened. And so the question is, well, why target these countries? Now, Daryl, you've got an idea as to why, but let's get Steve on the line here in Atlantic City to explain it to us from his perspective.
And again, for the record, the countries where the hijackers on September 11th came from were Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Lebanon, and Egypt. People from those countries are not being banned from the United States.
All right, Steve, go ahead. You got time now to explain.
Well, it's like this, guys. Okay. Mr. Trump instituted an order. He is the president of the United States. And I know you guys aren't happy about it. My suggestion is that you get used to it. He's here for 4 years. Give the man a chance.
So don't question any of his policies. Sit down, shut up, and mind your business. Is that what we're being told?
That's not what I'm telling you.
What you just said was the equivalent of, you know, like when a kid asks his parents why, and they respond, "'Cause I said so." I mean, that's what you just gave us.
Sit down, shut up, do what I say.
No. It's just your anti-Trump attitude, okay?
Well, for the record, we were also anti-Obama, anti-Bush, anti-Clinton, anti-Romney.
Yeah, I'm anti-federal government attitude. That's my anti-attitude.
Well, maybe we should come in and interrogate you, okay?
It wouldn't be the first time. Okay, so you got no answer then. You got nothing. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Toll-free number is 855-453.
His answer was just, you know, a slightly more eloquent version of sit down, shut up, do what I say.
Daryl, before we go on with the other calls, what's your speculation? Why pick these seven countries as opposed to, you know, countries where there are actual terrorists that came here and attacked people?
Well, the U.S. government gets lots of oil from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is our buddy.
Not my buddy, but you mean the federal government.
Right. You know, I'm parodying the, FedGov people right now. Okay. There's, a lot of friendly business dealings with the United Arab Emirates, Lebanon and Egypt. There, may or may not be some, friendly stuff going on there. I keep losing track of whether or not we're supposed to hate Egypt this week because, it keeps flipping back and forth based on whichever puppet dictator is set up over there. But, my theory is we're not harassing our buddies, but all the other countries, we're just going, and also the countries on this list, with the exception of Iran, seem to be places that are being bombed right now by the U.S. military.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Dan is on the line, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Dan's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to try to have a conversation with you specifically about the refugee situation.
Please.
I believe sometime within the last couple of months, the Department of Homeland Security has made statements acknowledging that their system for vetting refugees is not adequate to reasonably ensure that people who want to harm us are being identified and turned back.
Now, why would someone want to harm you?
Well, there are certain cultures in the world that when they get up every day, the first thing they say is death to America. I don't know why. That's just how they feel about it.
You don't know why. Honestly, you can't think for just, can you think for just a moment here and try to think of why, if that were true, that somebody, the first thing they say when they get out of bed is that they want to kill America or kill Americans. Just go ahead and put some thought into it for a moment. Why do you think someone would be so vitriolic, so angry, so dedicated that they might be willing to sacrifice their own life to destroy a country or the people of a country that are half a world away? Why do you think that would be?
Well, because they have a totally different belief system than we do, and capitalism and many of the things that are part of our democratic system is counter to things that they believe in.
And it has so nothing to do with bombs being dropped on their countries?
Well, let's look at who started that. Are we supposed to not defend ourselves? They are organizing.
Do you think the world just
organizing globally to attack us?
Do you think the world started on 9/11? Do you really believe that the United States was the victim in this world conflict?
I didn't say that. That don't put words in my mouth.
Well, that's why I'm asking you.
Well, no, I don't. I don't think it started on 9/11. I think it started long before.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me when it started?
Well, as early as the 70s, there were attacks on the World Trade Center, terrorist attacks.
You think anything happened before that?
Well, you must be alluding to something that you want me to say, so why don't you go ahead
and bring that up. It seems like you don't really know anything about, like, the United States going over and attacking other countries. You know, you're like, oh, well, the World Trade Center.
And overt operation.
Right, the CIA, the military. You're only focusing on what has happened here to people in the United States. And what you're not understanding is that the reason why those attacks happened is because the United States military and CIA have been meddling and destroying lives and putting in dictators in countries in the Middle East for decades. You do understand that, right? Were you aware?
Sure, I'm aware of that. I was in the Air Force for 20 years. I have a little awareness of that.
Well, don't you think that might make somebody angry? Like, you know, if somebody came around and, let's say, Red China came over here and dropped a bomb on your house, you know, how would you feel about that? If you survived
I wouldn't be too happy about it. How would you feel about it?
I'd be pretty upset, too, and I could understand why somebody might want to, dedicate what remains of their life to go and attack the people that they believe destroyed their own family or destroyed their home. Thank you for the call tonight, Dan. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, to just act like, well, we've just been attacked by these people. What did we do? Well, the United States government has been the world's, you know, ruler for quite a long time, and certainly has been ever present in the Middle East for my entire lifetime, killing countless people who didn't deserve it. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. Live Saturday edition, we're talking about the new restrictions on immigration, on travel. People coming from seven countries in the Middle East have been restricted. They've been stopped at airports. There are now actually protests apparently happening outside of some airports across the United States. And, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Why these countries? Daryl's saying it's because other countries like the UAE and Saudi Arabia are politically connected, even though actual terrorists have come from some of those places instead of the seven countries from which people have been banned.
And so, I just saw a headline that said Donald Trump didn't actually come up with the list of countries to ban.
Who did?
Obama did.
So he's continuing the Obama campaign, basically, here, the Obama tradition of...
Basically, you know, he's the third term of Obama. Obama was the third and fourth term of Bush.
So you can join us. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Something we've been doing here for the last few months, and they're just now on board as a sponsor, is we've been shaving with Harry's Razors. And I gotta say, I'm new to Harry's Razors. I had never had one previously. And it's a fine razor. There's no doubt about it. But what I like the most about Harry's Razors is the price. How about free as long as you cover the shipping cost? That gets you their starter kit, the shave set. They'll be shipped to your door. You just pay the shipping. They'll send it to you for free because they are that confident in the quality of their blades. And if you're a Free Talk Live listener, you get this deal by using code FTL at checkout. Now, for decades, There's one big razor company that has relentlessly increased prices and has reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So there's actually two ordinary guys, Jeff and Andy, who were fed up with that. So they went ahead and bought their own razor factory. They're making less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, so therefore they can cut their prices and you pay less.
And I really like their shave gel.
Okay, cool.
Where it's not a shaving cream. It, you know, does lather once you put it on.
Right.
But it's a gel, not a cream. And I just like the way that feels.
It seems more fancy. So cheaper blades, and they're just as good. You go to harrys.com. And by the way, Harry's includes everything that you need for a close, comfortable shave. A weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel that you just talked about, and a travel blade cover. So they get you started with this shave set for free. All you got to do is just cover the shipping cost at harrys.com. Use code FTL at checkout, and you'll get a post-shave balm also for free. That's harrys.com, code FTL. I mean, you can't get better than free.
And that's especially a balm, right. B-A-L-M, right. Not a bomb. Not something that goes boom.
Harrys.com, code FTL. Get your deal. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Ray in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hey, Ray.
How you doing? Love your show. First time listening to the show.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I've been listening to conservative talk radio since like 9/11. Because I'm ex-military and I'm super patriotic. And I'm also from another country, Jamaica. My parents brought me here when I was younger.
All right.
Legally. Okay. I love this country more than some Americans. But I think the reason why people are hating on these Muslims and all these different types of people, Mexicans, is because conservative talk radio has been training them to listen and to do this. Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Savage. Been pumping. I've been listening to them because I like some of their ideas, but the hate part I don't like.
Mm.
And they've been talking about Sharia law coming to America. So I like the conservative part about, you know, taking care of yourself. I own my business and have my own home and take care of my family. I like that part of their old stuff, no welfare. I like that part of their old speech, but their thing about scaring people about Muslims coming to get you and Sharia law, and Sean had been pumping it for years, and I think Trump was bred from that. He's been listening to that for years, and he's doing everything they've been asking for. All the callers have been saying all the stuff that Trump is doing right now. And I think that that's it's kind of good in some ways that he's going to do this, because it's going to backfire. It's like a big bully in the room. You can't learn anything unless they bump their toe or a kid not doing something. You know, they like hurt themselves. And I think all this stuff is hate that's built up. There's some conservative radio for the last over 15, 17 years I've been listening to it every day. And you guys are refreshing listening to WINS right now, because they're on the station right here. I listen to it, and it's refreshing hearing you guys.
Thank you. I'd like to comment on the hate thing, and I don't know if it's, you know, that's one of those things where is it the chicken or the egg? Did conservative talk radio stoke the fires of hate, or are they just responding to, you know, the hate that's already in those people's hearts? It could be both. Mm-hmm. But ultimately,
the guy that called in a minute ago just said, hey, you have to bring them back to like the 70s. Say, well, maybe before that, buddy. You know, maybe before that, he thinks everything America does is perfect. Like Sean Hannity was telling them. Sean Hannity never tells them the bad stuff we've done or nothing, you know? You know, just he just tells them the good stuff, and the Muslims are the bad ones, and it's their culture, and it's, you know, he never thinks
right,
deeper. They're very shallow. Shallow people.
Before that, I remember when I was, you know, really young, before being a teenager, and, you know, even early in my teenage years, it was the communists. We had to be worried about the communists. And then after the Soviet Union collapsed,
it was the drug dealers.
Then, well, it was that. And then it became, you know, the illegal immigrants, and now it's Muslims
terrorists.
There's always a big boogeyman.
Right.
Big boogeyman.
That's what I was going to say.
Boogeyman coming out.
It's the latest boogeyman, and the boogeyman, this, you know, fear-mongering that the government does and its supporters do, and they, you know, by the way, they've done it throughout the Barack Obama administration, so by no means is this a conservative-only thing.
Definitely.
This is This is a statist thing. This is people who love the government, who want the government to protect them. They want a big government to control them, and, you know, any government that's big enough to give you whatever is also big enough to take it away. And they're going to take away freedoms in order to supposedly protect people. But I think, you know, people who've been paying attention should already know that if you sacrifice your liberties for this supposed protection, you shouldn't be surprised when you, first of all, aren't really protected very well at all by these people. In fact, they're going to consider you a suspect because everybody's going to be a suspect.
Right.
And ultimately, you're just going to lose your freedom and your money as well.
One more thing I want to say. I remember Sean Hannity back in the day saying they found Muslim literature in the deserts in between the U.S. and Mexico. And of all the attacks, I've heard a stat came out like 95% of all the attacks, if not 99%, were all American-born Muslims that caused this. It's not people crossing the border.
Yeah, that's
so there's a big boogeyman across the border also, you know, and they say there's Muslim training camps down.
Well, that's
in Texas,
the thing. So first they're going to
go.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
I'm like, what's going on?
So what they're going to do, and, you know, I hope I'm wrong, but it's likely this is how it's going to work, is you demonize the people on the outside. So you demonize the other that's outside, lock down the borders, you know, create more of a police state, because we already have plenty of a police state here, but they're going to make more.
Definitely.
And then something will happen. Some local person will commit another terror strike within the United States, just as you pointed out, that a lot of these are homegrown. And so then they'll refocus their efforts on, well, now we've got to stop the domestic terror threat. And they'll create their little Nazi. They'll create what Barack Obama was promising for a long time, which is the National Service Group, which is basically a local group of people who will follow orders and do as they're told. And Barack Obama's proposal for that was to make a bureaucracy that is as large and as well funded as the American military to do domestic operations, which will include. Which will include all manner
of scary,
that's stuff.
That's really scary.
It really is.
You may remember.
I love it,
well,
man. You guys are down the middle and they're refreshing. I like this.
I don't consider the liberty ideas that we have here to be down the middle, but I understand why someone would see it that way. Here we believe in liberty. We believe that you should be free to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else. And that's it.
Yes.
And that has nothing to do with Republicans. It has nothing to do with Democrats. And libertarian is a good word for it. Ray, welcome to the
freedom.
Show, man.
The real freedom. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Thanks,
guys.
Brother. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening tonight. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This message, the message of liberty, is going to become all the more important throughout this crackdown on freedom that happens here during the Trump administration. And again, Hillary would have been doing some terrible stuff too. So please don't think for a moment that just because we're criticizing this administration means we'd have been quiet if somebody else had won. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And, of course, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
MyPillow.com, code FTL, gets you a MyPillow at half price. Why do you want it? Because it's an amazing pillow. We've been using them here for not quite a year now, but it's been fantastic. If it wasn't a great pillow, I wouldn't be using it to sleep on. And it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's actually washable. It's designed to be put in your washer and your dryer. It's an amazing product, and they stand behind it with a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you, for whatever reason, don't think this is the best pillow you've ever used, you can ship it back to them, and they will give you your purchase price back. Plus, it's guaranteed to last 10 years, so they got a 10-year warranty on their product. They really believe in their product, and you can try it out at half price with code FTL at MyPillow.com, or get two for the price of one. It's up to you how many you order. MyPillow.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go back to the phones, to the fun, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Skype username, lrn.fm. We're talking about the boogeyman of terrorism, which is, of course, the excuse being used to ban people from other countries. Seven countries, specifically from the Middle East, have people who are coming from there, whether they are refugees or just trying to come visit their family, or they already worked here, already had a green card. Green card holders are being told they can't come back in.
And they
right
weren't
now.
Given any advance notice.
Right. So such a crazy situation that just went into effect yesterday evening, basically. So it's affecting a lot of people who didn't even know that they were going to be banned when they got here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Mike is up first in New Mexico, listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Go ahead, Mike.
How are you all doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Anyway, I've been on here for a while, so I've been listening to a few things. I understand that one of the things I don't understand about your guys' show is you guys are young. Obviously born in the 70s somewhere. And one of the things that I know about because I've done international trade, is dealing with the individuals that they have banned from coming in here is a good thing, only because of the fact that they a lot of those countries are bringing in people that are going to infiltrate because of the fact that they believe in the Quran. The Quran says that certain things, like Christians, are bad people.
Not true. Have you read the Quran?
Buddy, yes, I have, actually.
Really? Well, I have,
and
too.
The reason
that's not in there.
That's not what it says physically, but what they have been taught is that the infidels are to be done away with.
No.
And if they're Christian,
so,
and don't believe as they do, then what do they do to their women?
Okay. So, first of all, you might be describing some radical believers in Islam, some people who...
That's exactly what I was hoping you were going to say. Radicals. That's where we're dealing with. Those radicals have infiltrated a whole bunch of different countries, and those countries are trying to send people here with them. Now, have you guys ever served, either one of you?
I serve every night here on Free Talk Live.
No,
I take your phone
calls.
He means the military. I was a conscientious objector. I don't believe that killing people is moral, so I don't participate.
So you guys have never served in the military to protect your rights that you are living in.
That's not what the military does, dude. They follow the orders of politicians. No, they don't. They do what they're told by politicians who are scumbags and liars.
I did not do what I was told.
In the military?
Listen to me. I obeyed the orders of the officers appointed above me that were righteous, that were the right thing to do. Whenever I went into to take hostages that were in there out, I was told to go do something, and those people were going to die if I didn't do it. And a team went in to take care of it. I served several years. I didn't retire, but I was injured. In the Navy. Okay? And I listened to a lot of folks, just like that young man that was there from Virginia, I think that's where he was, a while ago, talking about Hannity and all the stuff that he does bad. You know, we're not haters out here, friends. We're not.
So let me see if I understand here. What you're saying is you did some heroic things in your time in the military, and I don't doubt that that's true. I don't doubt that in a small instance or more than one, you saved someone's life on the ground. But ultimately, the orders being given are frequently to invade other countries who have not done a single thing to the United States. Do you consider that to be a righteous thing to do?
No. That is not true, ever. If we go in, it has nothing necessarily to do with the country. It has to do with the people that are holding those people in that country. And if they are United States
citizens, people holding those people in that country.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Let's just talk about Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Korea. I mean, I can just keep on going on all kinds of situations.
Saddam Hussein didn't do anything.
Not to the United States. Did the Iraqi military bomb the United States?
No.
No, but do you support the UAE?
I don't support any countries, sir. I am in favor of freedom. Okay?
So hold on. I'm glad you mentioned the UAE.
You are living under the blood of the soldiers and sailors and Air Force and Marines
died
for you.
Only have rights because of human sacrifice.
They didn't
that
die
is
for
the
me.
Cult of the state, that you only have rights because humans have died.
Sick. It's sick. Thanks for the call, Mike. They didn't die for me. I never asked them to do anything for me. I don't want them to do anything for me. The U.S. military, some of the people in there, I'm not saying they're bad people, but they've been misled into believing that what they're doing is somehow fighting for freedom. That somehow, by taking the orders of politicians, who most people realize are scum of the earth, that by taking orders from these people, or that somehow when the 535 scum of the earth get together and vote, then that all of a sudden makes things okay? No, these people are political animals who will do whatever it takes. They'll step on whoever they need to step on. They'll destroy as many lives as they need to destroy to aggrandize themselves and their policies and their friends and their buddies and punish their enemies. And you, as a military person, you're their tool. Now, if you want to tell me that you're going to do the right thing, then the right thing is to not follow bad orders. But if you believe that it's a good thing to go and invade countries all around the world, then you and I are never going to agree. Because I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think that creates more safety. I think that puts people in greater danger. Didn't you have a quote that was related to blowback that you wanted to share, Daryl?
Yeah, I do.
I think that would be relevant at this
from
point.
From the movie Red Dawn.
And everybody's actually familiar with that movie, right?
It's actually the remake, the 2012 remake.
Didn't they change it up to Chinese invaders from Russian?
Yeah, it was supposed to have been North Korea and China, and then I forget who the final countries were. But there's a quote where one of the guys that, you know, just got home from serving overseas says, quote, "We have to make it too hard and too difficult and too bloody for them to stay here. When I was overseas, we were the good guys. We enforced order. Now we're the bad guys. We create chaos. We're creating a better world where you and your family can be taken care of. We're here to serve the people."
No, wait, who said that?
Well, one of the guys that, you know, he's now, you know, fighting the people invading the U.S., so, you know, he was an American soldier, just got home from Iraq or Afghanistan or somewhere, saying, "When I was over there, we were the good guys. We enforced order. But now that we're being invaded, we're the bad guys, and we get to create chaos, and we're going to protect, you know, the people here by making it, quote, too difficult, too hard, and too bloody for them to stay."
So what you're talking about would be, like, if... That would be what someone in Afghanistan might say, right?
It's exactly what people in countries that are being bombed by the U.S. military would say. But too many people will see this and not be able to put themselves in the shoes of somebody else.
That's absolutely
true.
People
will watch Ender's Game and not realize that it's a metaphor for what the U.S. military does, to where they create a boogeyman and say, we have to go kill them before they kill us, when the other people aren't even attempting to kill anybody until they're being attacked.
But the Quran, Daryl, the Quran.
Right. And I'm glad you went back to that, because the previous caller said the Quran says to kill the Christians because they're infidels. No,
nonsense.
The Quran refers to Jews and Christians as people of the book.
That's right. The same book that Muslims also believe in a lot of what it says, and that is the Bible.
Specifically the Old Testament.
Yeah, the Old Testament.
The Torah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Christians, the Muslims, and the Jews, just orthodox-wise, believe slightly differently about that old book. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can take control of the airwaves. And most Muslims are very peaceful people, just like a lot of Christians are peaceful. But there's some radical Christians, too. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.